This week's Come On iPal is about hay fever. Hello everyone, did you happen to have the flu or catch cold this winter? Getting sick means having awful symptoms such as sneezing and a runny or stuffy nose. From now until spring, a lot of people are going to have these same symptoms.
You mean hay fever?
That's right, hay fever. Hay fever is a response induced by the body's immune system to rid itself of pollen, which isn't normally a problem. In order to expel the pollen, cold-like symptoms appear. Sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes to flush out the pollen. And in addition, you can have a stuffy nose and your eyes become itchy.
In Japan, it is said that 1 out of 3 people, for a total of about 40 million people, have hay fever. Most of this hay fever is an allergic reaction to the pollen from the Japanese cedar tree.
That's right. Compared to the rest of Japan, Kagawa is a region with little cedar pollen in the air. But there are a lot of people with hay fever. They know how to deal with hay fever, right?
Well, it is important to avoid contact with pollen. First, try to prevent pollen from entering your home. I personally do things like avoid drying laundry and blankets outside. Use an air purifier, brush the pollen off my clothes before entering my house, vacuum diligently, and wash my hands and my face and gargle when returning home. In addition, wearing a mask is effective when you go outside. They say it reduces half the amount of pollen that you breathe when you wear a mask. But it is important to choose the right size mask for your face.
Glasses and sunglasses, as well as wearing a cap, are effective too. It's also recommended that you wear clothes that pollen can't easily stick to, such as cotton or synthetic fabrics whose surfaces are smooth. Further, there are other factors that can worsen these symptoms of hay fever, such as lack of sleep, alcohol consumption, and smoking. In order to prevent hay fever from becoming worse, it's important to consider your daily habits. First, be sure to get plenty of sleep and live a regular schedule. Having proper daily habits is important to keeping a strong immune system. Refraining from excessive drinking and smoking is vital for protecting your nose's mucous membrane.
Even if you aren't currently affected, it is possible to get hay fever. Therefore, following these tips and leading a regular, healthy lifestyle are important for prevention.
If you do have severe symptoms, there are over-the-counter drugs you can take for hay fever, but it's recommended that you see a doctor. If your nose has severe symptoms, you should see an ear, nose, throat doctor. Internal medicine, pediatrics, or an allergy specialist will also be able to administer an exam. Come on, iPal! Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be on February 14th at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about digital television.
This is Masami.
And this is Jeremy, signing off.